Thanksgiving Eve. Tommy and David Oliver walk down a suburban street on their way to Kimberly's house.
I'm glad you agreed to come, Dave.
Yeah, well, Thanksgiving all alone at home for the first time without Mom, that wouldn't be fun.
Grandma did offer.
A month in her little cabin in Big Bear for Thanksgiving and Christmas? No thanks.
Would that have been so bad? Aunt Leah and her family are all there too.
You tell me? You're the one who had your heart set on going there instead.
Yeah, well, it was really nice of them to offer, and it's much closer to home. Just behave yourself tonight, huh?
Dude, she's your ex. Why are we having Thanksgiving dinner at your ex's house?
It's complicated. Still time to go to Big Bear if you start driving now.
I'm good. Bad enough we have to sleep on that hard-ass wood floor for Christmas.
Well, here we are.
Just a minute.
Tommy, David. Hey, glad you could come.
Thanks for inviting us.
Please, please, come in. Kimberly is just getting the drinks. Just put your coats on the rack there and make yourselves at home, boys.
They do just that. Tommy and David make their way into the lounge. They stand awkwardly for a few moments before Kimberly appears with wine glasses in hand.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Here.
She hands them both a glass.
Your mom is okay with you drinking wine?
Her side of the family's Greek, so I've been having this stuff since I was 14.
Is it just gonna be us?
Yeah, my dad didn't want to come because he felt like it'd be too awkward.
So, your dad can't come, but your ex can?
Dave!
What?
No, it's fine. I know it's weird.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Speaking of your dad, how is he? After things.
So far, so good. He remembers everything, just not that part of my life.
I can't believe he was so adamant about having it done.
Okay, dinner is ready, kids. Soup is on the table if you want to come and take your seats.
The three nod or smile back and follow her through to the nicely decorated dining room. Meanwhile, in Edison, New Jersey, Jason is sitting down to his first Thanksgiving dinner without his family, too.
Yeah, I was lucky. My third school in almost as many months. But now I can finish my senior year and graduate.
How did you explain it to folks in Angel Grove?
Just that I had to move out of the Hearts place, that it was only temporary. And they are kindly letting my grades transfer, even after those couple of weeks I took off when I wasn't feeling too great and moved here.
I see.
Dad, let's not talk about this, huh? Jason's trying not to think about all that today.
Yeah, well, sorry. Didn't mean to upset you, Jason.
Oh, you don't have to, sir.
Jason, I told you before. Call me Harold.
Harold. In fact, that's what I'm thankful for this year. I lost so much, and yet you and Mrs. Taylor, Jackie, have made me feel like a part of your family this past month. I can't thank you enough for that.
I'll toast to that.
Hear, hear. As I said, Jason, you have a home here for as long as you need.
Thanks. And, yeah... Well, by next fall, I'll hopefully be at college and can get going with my life again.
Anywhere in particular you're thinking of applying?
Angel Grove University, actually.
Wait, you just moved here to get away from Angel Grove, right?
To get out of Kimberly's house, not the city. I love it there. Even if it does seem to be an alien attack hotspot.
Yeah, their performance arts department is second to none. It's where I want to go, too.
Performance arts?
Yeah, Dad. I told you. I want to dance for a living.
Yeah, well, you could do that and major in something like, business or something.
Dad.
Harold.
Okay, we can talk about that later. You need to attend school enough to graduate first.
Yeah, well, kind of been hard with all the alien invasions every other week, Dad.
Yeah, about that. I still don't understand what happened last week. Is that alien thing over now?
Right. I keep forgetting you and Jackie were out of it that weekend with that bug. Well, the last president.
He died of heart failure, right?
Yeah. The White House said it was a delayed effect from his capital injuries. But anyway, while he was still alive, he challenged the Power Rangers to a battle with the Shadow Rangers. And the Shadow Rangers won, so the Power Rangers agreed to help defend the Earth in exchange for a presidential pardon. They proved their word by capturing the alien commander, so they're on our side now.
I don't buy that. Last week, the Power Rangers are saving us, then they're blowing up military bases, now they're on the side of the government. Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me. And how come there's no footage of this battle?
Everything was under martial law, Dad. Only the military was allowed there that night. You know, from what I heard on the news.
But the news is also saying that the kid in Angel Grove that got outed and stabbed was a clone? I don't know, feels like a cover-up to me. The government's definitely hiding something. I mean, take that Dragon Godzilla the clone used. Every time it comes out to the ocean, people don't know whether it's going to attack us or the aliens.
Fair point.
Harold, not at the table. Come on now, Annie, let the boys have some peace. This is meant to be family time.
Yeah, well, Angela didn't think it was important enough to come back for.
Flights are still mostly grounded after all the recent monster attacks, Dad. You know that.
She could have driven.
Harold!
What? She could. If you do go to college down in California, Zach, you'd better not be like your sister. I expect to see you here every single holiday.
Jason and I managed to meet up with our Cali friends a couple times last year. I think we can manage the drive.
Good. After all this world's been through, it's important to know what's important. Family, that's what.
Hard to forget that now. It's like they say, you don't appreciate what you have until it's gone.
The room goes silent as Jason plays with his food.
Excuse me. I'll be back in a sec.
Jason leaves. The table can tell by the tone in his voice that he doesn't want to cause a scene.
Damn it, Dad!
What?
I said not to bring it up.
Back at the Hart home, dinner is finished. Tommy joins Kimberly on the patio.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing out here?
I needed a moment. Just me and my coffee.
Sorry, I can come back.
No, it's okay. I just wanted a break from lying to my mom, really. I've lost track of what she does and doesn't know at this point.
Best just not to say anything. In case it triggers stuff, you know?
Yeah. So, with this clone cover-up, how long are they saying he replaced you for?
Since the Green Ranger showed up and fought you guys.
But you went back to school.
I know.
And graduated.
I know. I don't know what the school thinks that was, or if they believe it at all. But they're letting me go back a year. Retake my finals and graduate with your class.
Well, at least you'll get a better chance this time. Not being suspended for kicking the crap out of Bulk.
Yeah. But I don't know. As much of this year that I've lost, I was kind of ready to move on to college. I'll be the oldest freshman on campus.
I doubt that. And at least now we can all go together. Everyone's talking about coming to Angel Grove for college as a good way to always be in the same place. Be easier to sneak away for Ranger stuff that way. Less people to lie to.
Yeah, but who says Zed will be back anytime soon?
We can't take that for granted, Tommy. Rita told Kat she did all this so that Planet Earth could be ready for Zed's arrival. That means he's definitely coming back. And whatever timeline manipulator created this mess could return to change things again. Our best defense is being together. Besides, it will be nice to not have to drive for hours or ask Alpha for the teleporter just to see our friends.
That's true. All I have are the Rangers now. I don't really have any regular friends anymore. I know when I go back to school, there's going to be a bunch of questions. What was it like being captured? Did you know you were being cloned? I don't know what to say to any of that.
You see what I mean? Complicated lies.
It's the only way we can move on.
Yeah, speaking of that.
Kim, I heard you loud and clear yesterday. I get it. I caused you too much pain.
That's what makes it hard, Tommy. You didn't. But you've been a ranger for less time than I have, and that time you've died, resurrected, and been mind-controlled twice. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
But then I have to look at my mom and lie to her face about it, and she can't understand why we split up because I can't tell her why, and then she invites you and David here tonight.
Do you wish we didn't come?
No, but I don't know. It's just hard seeing you. I love you, Tommy.
I love you too, Kim.
Tommy and Kimberly's faces grow closer together.
But I can't.
Kimberly pulls away.
God, this hurts. My heart wants to be with you, but my brain is telling me to run away before I get hurt again.
Sorry.
Don't say sorry. It's not your fault, Tommy.
Look, I'm gonna go. I'll be at school the next couple of weeks, but after that, I'm going out of town for the holidays with my family. What's left of them. That'll give you some time to think. Whatever you decide by the time I get back, I'll go with. No matter what. I know what I want, but it's your choice, Kim.
Okay, but I don't know if that's enough time.
Trust me, almost a month apart? By the time I get back, you'll know. But if not, then I'll stay away. Give you more time. I'll see you.
Night, Tommy. Thanks for coming.
Tommy goes back inside. He gets David and makes his excuses to Mrs. Hart before leaving the Hart home for what may be the last time. December 25th, Christmas Day. Across the country, the Rangers enjoy the time with their families. They forget about the Power Rangers, Zordon, and alien invasions. They simply focus on enjoying what they could have lost, like Jason and the Oliver brothers did. Adam Park is spending time with his large extended family, including his siblings. Adam feels his phone vibrate. He sees the name and immediately heads up to his bedroom and shuts the door.
Hey, Chad.
Hey.
It's Christmas Day. Why are you calling me?
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. And, well, sorry, really, for everything.
Yeah.
I've never asked, what are you guys, Jewish?
I mean, yeah, sort of. My dad's Jewish, but my mom's Christian, so we still drink eggnog and decorate the Christmas tree like everyone else.
Good to know. Guess I never really had a chance to ask. We only really had 2 dates before everything went to hell.
You mean how you used me to find the command center?
More like influenced than controlled, but it was enough for me to be asked to resign my commission, but it's better than being court-martialed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's life working for the government, Adam. When things go this wrong, and so much of it blows back on everyone that let it happen, they kind of just burn down the forest instead of replanting the trees. But it's not all bad. It's why they signed all the FBI and task group people to NDAs, which means you get to have today with your family.
But no charges for you, right?
No, just out of a job. Captain Ramirez took it the worst. He's threatening to leak everything to the press or online unless they take him back, but I'm pretty sure they've convinced him that doing that meant being thrown in a hole with the key to that hole being thrown away. I don't think he'll be a problem. Not immediately, anyway.
What about the others?
Well, Maxwell got the same deal as me. Just had to resign. That Russian kid they're keeping. I think I heard someone say they might deport them back to Russia.
And Cap?
That's a little more tricky. She killed hundreds of people that day. They are keeping her locked up for now, but from what I'm hearing, the defense are going to plead that the coin's influence counts for an insanity plea. But this case is unprecedented, so no one really knows. Ah, hell. Adam, I shouldn't be telling you any of this.
No, I'm glad you did. And I'm glad you called. Honestly, I'm not really sure about the gay thing. When I met you, it was more of an experiment than anything else. I'm still kind of having trouble wrapping my mind around the whole thing. I told Kimberly about it, but other than her, no one else really knows. None of my family, or the other Rangers.
Adam!
Oh, I gotta go. I'm being called back downstairs.
Okay. Hey. Thanks for taking my call. And, Adam, you're gay. Trust me. But Might be a good idea to be sure of that before any more park dates, huh? Make sure no one gets hurt.
Yeah. Bye, Chad.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Meanwhile, across the state, the Cranstons are sitting down for an evening Christmas meal.
I'm happy that the school let you retake your midterms, Billy.
Yeah, well, most of the school scored terribly. It was only a few days after the Capitol destruction. No one's heart was really in it.
Yes, well, it's a good thing that's all over now. The aliens are gone. The vice president has been sworn in. The Capitol is being rebuilt, and there hasn't been an attack for weeks. Things can finally start getting back to normal, which means you two can start focusing on your grades again. No excuses.
Billy exchanges a look with his 9-year-old sister next to him.
I'll do my best.
You'll do better than that, young man. Before all of this alien stuff, you were on track to get into a top tech college, maybe even MIT. Look, I know terrible things have happened this last year. The world has changed, but you need to focus on what's important, Billy. You could be one of the key minds helping fight off those aliens next time, without any superhero help. And after the break, no more trips out of town to visit those online friends of yours.
But
I mean it. Any more bees and you grounded, you hear?
Yes, sir.
December 31st, New Year's Eve. Rocky DeSantos waits in his red truck outside his girlfriend's house. He looks up as he sees Aisha walk towards him in a fancy yellow dress.
Hey.
Hi.
Happy New Year, babe.
Yeah, you too.
You look amazing. You ready?
Yeah, just my mom bugging me is all. She said Angel Grove is too long a way to go for a New Year's party.
It's only a couple hours drive.
Yeah, but she thinks I'm too young, that we should have it here with just us and Adam like last year.
A lot's changed this year.
Yeah. Anyways, forget her. Let's go. I told Adam we'd pick him up by 7.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. So, who else is coming?
Everyone, I think, except for Tommy and David. They're in Big Bear with their family for the holidays.
Even the East Coast folks?
Yeah, same as Halloween. They bribed Zordon into letting Alpha teleport them there.
So let me get this straight. They all get to teleport instantly because they all live so far away? Even Billy, who is also a Cali kid. But we have to drive for 2 hours because it's only a 2-hour drive?
What saves us having to lie like those guys. They all tell their folks they're going to a party nearby and get someone to cover for them. We don't have to.
Tell that to my wallet when I have to fill up.
I'm sure we can get everyone to chip in, cheapskate.
Well, not the point. All I'm seeing is we need to start chatting up Zordon and Alpha too. Just because they are the originals doesn't mean they should get preferential treatment.
I guess you have a point. But if we get accepted to Angel Grove U, it won't matter anymore.
Rocky soon pulls up at the Park household and picks up Adam, who sits in the back seat, as Rocky begins the long drive.
You clean up nice, Adam.
Yeah? Well, Kim said to dress nice, so... It's nice of her to always be the host of these parties.
You've seen the size of her house, right? Besides, her mom is always out all night socializing with her own friends. That's how Kim got away with having a secret undead boyfriend for 2 weeks.
I met Miss Hart. She's nice.
Too nice. We trashed her house at Halloween.
Hey, we cleaned up afterwards. May look as good as new.
So, I spoke to Chad the other day.
Oh? Really?
The Red Shadow Ranger? You and he are still speaking? After what he did?
It wasn't his fault. I told him. I didn't know if we would talk again, but I just wanted to hear him out.
Adam, he used you.
And he and Kat are making up for it by helping with the cover-up. It's why we're even free. Tommy killed people too, but I don't see you judging him.
Not the same. But okay, yeah, I guess.
How did you two meet anyway? He sure isn't local with that accent.
Well, remember that date I went on in the park?
Yeah? Oh, wait, Adam. Really? You're?
I think so. I don't know. I thought I was. I wanted to try, see if I was. If it went badly, I could always just go back to swiping right on girls.
Wait, you're gay?
I don't know. It never got that far. We only met up, like, twice. Nothing happened, and then everything went down with the Shadow Rangers. Is it okay if I am?
Of course it is. I'm so happy you told us.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it's okay, man.
You should have come to us sooner, though. Army guys? Really? I know, like, 5 or 6 guys I could have introduced you to at school.
Yeah, sorry. I guess because I wasn't sure, I didn't want to tell anyone I knew. I didn't want to be...
different?
Adam nods. Aisha turns herself around in her car seat and reaches back to grab Adam's hand in the back.
Adam, if you are or if you're not, it doesn't matter. Either way, you need to be happy, and we will be happy and be there for you, no matter what. Okay?
Yeah.
Tears well up in both their eyes for a moment as Adam squeezes her hand back. She smiles and sits back in her seat.
Well, 5 minutes into the road trip when we already had that. This is going to be a hell of a night.
Thanks for being cool with it, man.
Adam, you're my best friend. I don't care who you want to sleep with. Nothing will change that.
You two are the best. Seriously.
So, about this intel you got.
The trio arrive at Kimberly's home just before 9 p.m., and it isn't long before the party is in full swing. Zach dances and shuffles his way through the group towards the kitchen, meeting Kim there for another drink.
So, Kim, these parties of yours have a reputation.
You mean us all having to fight aliens the next day with hangovers?
No, no. I mean people hooking up. You and Tommy the first time, Rocky and Aisha at Halloween. Who's the lucky couple this time?
Kimberly looks past Zach to the lounge, seeing Jason and Trini laughing together as Trini playfully puts a hand on his chest.
I think I have an idea.
Who?
She gestures for him to turn.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, I see what you mean. But I thought her and Billy...
Turns out Billy just wanted to be friends. He wasn't entering that way.
But how did she and Jace become a thing?
I think they started getting close while they were in that cell together.
Son of a... Jace knew I liked Trini.
We all knew it, Zach. Saba blurted out the secret, remember? I also remember Trini telling you it was never going to happen.
I was hoping maybe she would change her mind. But whatever. I'm happy for Jason. After all that guy's been through, he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, especially after what I did.
That was kinda messed up. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So, moving on. About you and Tommy.
Not tonight, Zach.
Fair enough.
The teens drink and dance the night away. As the new year quickly approaches, they all gather in the living room.
Okay, it's almost midnight.
Who says you get to make the speech, leader boy? It's my party.
But go right ahead.
No, you do it. I was kidding. You're good at it, Jace. Everyone got champagne? Billy, champagne?
Oh, thanks, Kimberly.
Everyone got a glass? Good. Alright, so, it's been a hell of a year. But we got through it, and we are all here. Most of us. Free and as happy as we can be. So before this year is done, I want to propose a toast to next year. No matter what it brings, it has to be better than this one. And even if it isn't, we will face it together. As Power Rangers!
Yeah! To the year of the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers! Yes.
They all clap, cheer, and drink up as the clock strikes midnight. The Rangers all go around hugging and wishing each other a Happy New Year. All but two. Kimberly and Zach look over as they behold the sight of Jason and Trini kissing, passionately.
And the streak continues. Cheers!
Cheers.
Billy also notices this. His face is a strong mixture of emotions.
Hey, Billy, you okay?
Yeah. I guess I knew it was coming. I'm happy for Trini. And I really don't see her that way. But it's just strange, you know?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. My glass is empty. Let's go grab another, shall we?
Hang on, I'm not done.
Billy gulps down his long glass, emptying it.
Okay, now I need one. Let's go.
As they walk towards the kitchen, Trini and Jason come up for air.
So, that happened?
Yeah, is that okay?
Oh, more than okay. But I think we should go outside for some air and talk.
Yeah, lead the way.
They head outside and spend most of the next 2 hours making out. But some things are settled. By the time people start crashing into beds and sleeping bags, they are official. As January passes and the teens return to their normal school lives, a new plot begins to take shape that will make it abnormal once more. In a maximum security military prison, Rita Bandora sits as she has done for almost 2 months. Her cage is electrified, and her hands are in magnetic binders that will pin her to the walls the moment she tries anything. Her white hair is down and matted over her face, her eyes both red and black beneath, her baggy clothing, prison beige.
Alien! You got a visitor!
What?
She is led in chains to a secure waiting room with a table and two chairs. She is forced to sit on one side. She looks up as her visitor is led in. It is Finster in his human form. He sits without word at the table across from her. He waits for the guards to leave before speaking.
Bah, I thought they'd never leave. My queen, you look terrible. How are you? Are they mistreating you?
How did you get in here? You were a part of the...
Let's just say my face isn't high profile enough. I was able to use our considerable fraudulent assets to arrange a new identity and then in time this meeting. I am so sorry it took so long, my queen.
You fool. They are listening to your every word. You've given them the evidence to arrest you too.
Oh no, my queen. I have taken care of that. You see, my new identity is that of a justice advocate. I believe they call them lawyers here. I've pulled enough strings so that we would be left alone and not spied upon. Sometimes these fools' freedoms and rights work against them.
I'm an alien. I don't have any rights.
Believe it or not, there are those who don't wish to see you dissected. Some of these leaders actually want to make sure you are treated fairly in prison.
I see.
They feel it helps create a precedent for future alien visitors. Goldar sends his apologies, by the way. He was very high profile during the cover mission. He feels he would have been recognized.
Coward.
Yes, well, we don't have long, my queen. I just wanted to see you, confirm you were still alive.
Barely.
And to give you this.
Finster opens his briefcase and takes out her ring. He passes it to her across the table.
The Pink Ranger dropped it but forgot to pick it up. I was sure to procure it before the humans had a chance. I trust you can hide this somehow so that it isn't confiscated.
It's not going to make any difference, Finster.
Bandora places the ring on her right hand and with a quiet incantation makes it vanish from sight.
What do you mean, my queen? Aren't you going to use the ring to summon your staff and break out?
And then do what? Zed will return in less than 5 months, June 11th. First he'll bomb this planet back to its Stone Age, then he'll find the three of us and force us to be his slaves. I tried to change our fates, but the Rangers ruined those plans. I have nothing left.
What are you going to do then, my queen? Just stay in prison?
My only hope now is that he can't find me here.
And what are Goldar and I supposed to do in the meantime? Continue hiding as humans?
For now. Although, do you have any materials left? Still have access to your hidden lab in the office complex?
I do. I was able to cloak it from the humans. Why?
I think you should make as many monsters as you can, and at random intervals, release them on the populace of this planet.
But why? What will life achieve?
Chaos. Death. Destruction. Who knows? One might even get lucky and kill one of those Ranger scums. But focus on their home cities and towns. The Rangers need to know this isn't over. Maybe if we keep them on their toes, they won't get complacent and actually be able to stop Zed in this timeline.
You want the Power Rangers to stop Zed?
The enemy of my enemy?
Very well, my queen, as you wish. As futile as that is, you may be right.
Kimberly never does give Tommy her answer, and without the need of the Rangers, she gives him nothing more than a polite smile for weeks. Tommy is true to his word. He gives her space. That is until a mid-January afternoon.
If you are just joining us, these are live shots from Angel Grove, California, where the giant alien creatures appear to have returned. But with the alien commander behind bars and no vessels detected in the solar system, the world is wondering where exactly this creature came from. But perhaps, more importantly, where are the Rangers?
Kimberly runs down the halls of Angel Grove High. She finds Tommy in their old meeting point by the nurse's office.
You see the news?
Yeah. Hang on.
The two sneak into the nearby boys' restroom. They check the stalls to be sure they are empty before Tommy brings up his communicator.
Zordon, it's Tommy. I'm here with Kim.
Rangers, there is a creature attacking your city.
We know. It's all over the news.
Not to mention we can hear it all the way across town. Where did it come from, Zordon?
We do not know. We have contacted as many Rangers as we can. Are you clear for teleportation?
Clear.
You're not in space anymore. I saw a desert outside again.
Indeed, Billy. Alpha and I landed the command center back on Earth a week ago. Our fuel reserves were running low. Now we are concealed once more in this new barren area. I believe you call it Vasquez Rocks. Just outside of Los Angeles, California.
Alpha, did you reach David?
No luck yet, Tommy.
Some things never change. But he might be at work and just can't get out of it. He is paying our bills these days.
The nine of you should be enough. However, there is also a large force of golems attacking the citizens on the streets. I suggest splitting into two groups.
Right. You guys take care of the putties. I'll call in my Zord and keep the monster busy until you can join me.
Hey, not so fast, Tommy. I know you want to be a hero, but that thing is huge. Who knows if the Tiger Zord can take it on by itself. I'll join you in the Red Dragon.
All right. Rocky, you'll be in charge of the ground team. Call on your Zords when you're done and join us. We gotta end this fast before they cause any more damage.
All right.
But I don't understand who made it.
You think Rita escaped?
No, Adam. Bandora is still in military custody. I believe Goldor or Finster may be active alone. For what purpose, I cannot say. Nor can we waste time speculating whilst innocents are in danger.
Okay, everyone ready?
They all nod and take out their morphers. Trini and Aisha both take a moment to kiss their respective Red Ranger.
Don't die or I'll kill you. I mean it.
Promise. Okay.
It's Morphin's... Oh, sorry. Did you want to do it?
No. Go for it.
No. It's your thing. Take it. I insist.
Someone call it or I'm yelling Mastodon.
It's Morphin time!
White Tiger Thunder Power!
Dragon Thunder Power!
Lion Thunder Power!
Griffin Thunder Power!
Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Sabertooth Tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Most of the Rangers teleport directly to the city streets of Angel Grove to engage the putties.
Trini, Billy, get the civilians to safety. We'll take care of these clayheads.
All right. Okay, everyone. This way.
Follow us. Stay close. That's right. Leave it. Come on, move.
You things really don't get any smarter, do you?
Kimberly fires her bow and takes two golems down. The others use their own weapons to engage in battle. Meanwhile, on a skyscraper above...
Wow, that one's ugly. Definitely a rush job for Finster.
The thing looks almost like a giant humanoid fish, with several monstrous faces around its skull.
Tommy!
Oh, right, yeah, I'll take this one.
Tommy unsheathes Saba, raising its lifeless sword high, its eyes glowing red.
I need White Tiger Thunder Zord power, now!
Tyrannosaurus Red Dragon Thunder Sword Power!
The two swords appear moments after they are called. The Red Dragon is teleported in by Alpha. Both Tommy and Jason teleport into their respective Zords.
Okay! Engaging Warrior Mode!
Warrior Mode sequence activated!
The Red Dragon and Tiger Zord fold and twist, and when they reach the ground, the two Zords stand tall above the high-rise buildings in their humanoid modes. Jason calls on his staff, Tommy on his gold sword. They move in, Tommy slashes at the beast. Jason uses a trick Rocky spoke to him about at the New Year's party. He spins the Red Warrior's right hand on its axis. The giant black staff spins in it like a helicopter blade, and then strikes the monster with it.
Whoa! That thing just talk?
Okay. I take it back, Finster. This is an upgrade.
Okay, that's the last one, Rock.
Okay, I'll see you up there. Alpha, teleport me to the Red Dragon.
Guess that leaves me.
Let's all do it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
We need Thunderzord power, now!
Mastodon!
Lion!
Thunderzord power!
Pterodactyl Phoenix Thunderzord power!
Triceratops Pegasus! Thunderzord power!
Sabertooth Tiger!
Griffin Thunderzord power! Power.
The Tiger Warrior keeps the monster busy as the other five Zords come together. The Thunder Megazord activates and moves in to join its humanoid ally in striking at the thing. The monster still gets in a few good shots, though.
Whoa! We thumped that one!
Okay, no more games! Let's finish this! Bring the Thunder Saber online!
The Tiger Warrior moves behind the monster and holds it in place as the Thunder Megazord raises its sword up high. Lightning strikes and charges the saber. The group in the cockpit move as one to strike down the monster. That was the first, but definitely not the last. As the weeks and months go by, new monsters continue to attack the Rangers' hometowns. The Rangers know Finster or Goldar are behind it, but any attempts to find the two is met with failure. As spring blooms, the sight of the Rangers and their mighty Zords taking down a giant beast becomes a regular occurrence. Interestingly, they are let be every time, the military only stepping in to keep people safe. A new day has dawned. May 26th.
Yeah, good job, folks. We didn't even need to call in Jace or Tommy this time.
They were busy today, and I figured having Rocky would be enough.
Damn right I'm enough. I'm a Red Ranger too, boys.
Chief David never joins us. That was what? Monster 22, 23, and he never answers the call.
Maybe he just doesn't want to do this anymore, and I can't really blame him.
Give him time. He'll come around.
Kim, it's been 5 months.
Yeah, but I think he will join us again when we need him and when he's ready.
Any luck on tracking down that lead, Z?
I'm afraid not. We had Tommy scout the location last night. The warehouse we tracked the signal to was abandoned.
If it is Finster, he's playing it smart. But we can handle it. We are vets at this point, right, team?
I caution against overconfidence, Zack. These attacks are random. And nowhere near what we will face if Zed returns. However, well done. You have truly become a great fighting force.
Okay. I got a math test to study for. Catch you all later.
The group say their goodbyes and head for the teleporter room with Alpha. Zordon, for his part, looks on proudly. 2 weeks later.
Come on, man. Think about it. Alpha said he can have us in Hawaii and back before midnight. No one will know.
Jace, if you and Rocky want to take Trini and Aisha to Hawaii for dinner on the beach, then go for it. That sounds amazing. But Kim and I barely speak anymore outside of the Ranger stuff. She made it perfectly clear when she didn't get back to me after winter break. We're done.
Oh, just ask her. If she says no, then we will still have our double date. If she says yes, we got a triple.
Okay, I'll try. But this couple's exclusive stuff is bullcrap, you know that, right?
We'll make it up to Adam and Billy during summer vacation. Just go ask her, dude.
The next day, it is June 10th. Tommy approaches Kimberly at school. He grimaces as he normally does when he sees two classmates watching him intently.
I hate it when they do that.
Tommy, everyone thinks you're abducted by aliens and cloned. They are going to stare.
It's been half a year. You'd think they'd be over it by now.
You wanted your life back, Tommy. This is the price. What's up?
Huh? Oh. Well, I came to ask you. You never got back to me after winter break.
Yeah, sorry. It was too hard, and I needed some time to not have my entire life revolve around you for a change. I needed time to just be me, as Kimberly and as a ranger.
Yeah, I get that, but I wish you would have told me. Anyway, that's not why I'm here. Jason and Rocky are planning to take Trini and Aisha to Hawaii Saturday night. Alpha agreed to teleport them. They're inviting you and I to come along. It's a way for all of us to celebrate graduating this week. Sort of like a couples retreat. So I was wondering if you wanted to, come with me?
You heard what I said, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a stupid idea.
Hawaii, huh? Sounds like fun. I don't know where we stand, but you can at least treat me to some great food and a pina colada or two.
Really?
Sure, what time?
Meet at my place at 7? Less chance of anybody being around that doesn't know we teleport places.
Saturday night at 7, got it. See you then.
Kimberly shuts her locker, holding her books tight as she walks away. An unwavering smile on her face. It has been months. But with graduation tomorrow and Hawaii on Saturday, it seems she knows what it's like to be happy again. Meanwhile, at that exact moment at the wormhole conduit to our galaxy, the portal opens and a massive fleet of almost 100 ships pour through. Most of them Zadorian capital ships, but bolstered by another fleet entirely. At the center of it is a massive command vessel, regal in design and showing a hybrid of Zed and the other fleet's technology. Upon its colossal bridge on his throne sits Lord Zed, his armor enhanced by kit-bashed machine parts from head to toe. On the wall behind him is a trophy display of several robotic heads. One wide blue one with a gold cog crown is clasped in Zed's left hand, its mouth open in shock at its own demise. Zed stands. He leans on his staff and peers out at the stars beyond.
Set a course for Earth. Maximum speed. Goldar should have defeated the Rangers by now. But if not, then they will fall beneath the full might of the Zadorian Empire. One more one. One to go.
Power Rangers The Audio Drama, Season 2, Episode 11, The Year of the Power Rangers. Narrated by Garrett Scott, starring Joey Sawless as Tommy, Catherine Black as Kimberly, Nick Erickson as Jason, Kenneth Tolles Jr. as Zach, Connor Terrell as Billy, Chloe Liao as Trini, Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Will Smith as Adam, Keisha Wallace as Aisha, Dom Solis as David, Keith Seymour as Zordon, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Jeannie McGuinness as Rita Bandura, Shane Cochran as Chad, Thaddeus Gilmer as Finster, Nathan Marchand as the newscaster and prison guard, Kevin Gaddy as Mr. Taylor, Thomas Carter Rochester as Mr. Cranston, Victoria Savage as Mrs. Hart and Mrs. Taylor, Natalie Berrin as Mrs. Cranston, Omri Rose as Lord Zed. Original score by Declan Gilgallon. Main theme, written by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pon5.com. Also from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. Script editing by Sadima Kunchi-Botler. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Saban. With acknowledgements to the comic works of Carl Higgins and Ryan Parrott. Power Rangers the Audio Drama is a fan production. No affiliation with Saban or Hasbro. No copyright infringement intended. So shout out to our Patreons. Joey Scotch. Dan Bolin. Silas X, Chris Gonzalez, Hilton Wright, Brian Woods, Cody Travis, Kathleen Harper, Damon, Corey Schult, Orlando, Eleanor Wells, Spare Parts, The Ranger, Zach Adamson, Mike Welder, and Kim Good.